The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
This is the sound of common sense defending freedom. The Morning Blaze.
We have a problem. We have a major problem, and we are simply not going to be able to build that wall because of this huge, huge problem. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. I'm just shocked throughout the entire campaign that nobody even thought of this, that this didn't even cross anybody's mind.
It's serious. I mean, it's no laughing matter.
How are you going to build a wall? How are you going to do this?
You can't now, obviously.
Right. Now that I wish I had known this, there would have been a lot fewer people voting for Donald Trump.
Seriously. It's
All right. This has just come to light. Again, shockingly. Were the voices out there and we didn't listen?
I mean, I don't know if it was just kind of buried amongst all the, you know, campaign hoopla.
See, that's what I'm thinking it was. I'm thinking the voices were out there and we didn't listen. That's incredible to me that we wouldn't get such a significant bit of information. Let me share it with you. On MSNBC, I think it was. Yes, MSNBC. Jeff Corwin. You know who Jeff Corwin is?
He's a nature guy, right?
Okay. Because I only vaguely kind of, I think I've seen him like shaking snakes and putting his head in alligators' mouths.
Yeah,
and
he's like the new version of the crocodile hunter guy.
Right, but with less personality.
Yeah, much
less personality. He's basically just a guy who's doing things you shouldn't do.
Yes.
And then saying, no, I'm doing it to show you what not to do to save lives.
Exactly.
When he's really just trying to be famous.
Yes.
For this stuff. Okay.
Yes.
But supposedly an educated man. He's on MSNBC. And he started talking about Donald Trump's wall. Now, hold on a second. He's a nature guy.
Yes.
With a nature show.
Yes, obviously.
He's not an engineer in expertise in wall building.
Not that I would think.
Not
but,
an immigration
you know,
expert.
The wall touches the ground. The ground is nature, so.
Oh, maybe that's it. Let's listen.
To actually construct a impenetrable wall that goes from the Atlantic to the Pacific.
Hold on, stop that 1 second here. Impenetrable wall? Is the wall going to be something that will not be able to be penetrated?
In theory.
Not that way, Chris Cruz.
In theory, you know, solid wall.
I mean,
except where there's openings.
Nothing will, because Donald Trump said there'll be some doors in the wall.
Yeah, I'm guessing, you know, where the crossings are, the border crossings.
I mean, I wish it was impenetrable.
I mean, you need a door
not
somewhere.
That way, Chris.
You need a door somewhere, you know.
Right. I mean, I wish we wouldn't be able to, we'd be able to control. But okay, back it up again. Here he is. Starts off with impenetrable wall.
To actually construct a impenetrable wall that goes from the Atlantic to the Pacific, that literally cuts through Central America, blocking off the natural pathways.
Pause.
Wait, from the Atlantic to the Pacific? Wouldn't that be?
It would be Atlantic to Pacific if the wall is along our southern border, but it wouldn't cut through Central America.
Okay.
It would cut through North America.
Yeah,
because even if you put it 4 miles on the other side of the border in Mexico, Mexico is part of, quick, go back to seventh grade geography class, North America.
That's true.
You idiot.
Well, he is the specialist.
A specialist in sticking his head in alligators' mouths or something like this, or his hand up a zebra's ass. I don't know, but it's North America. You don't know that that's...
Yes.
I learned in seventh grade. Here we go.
The Atlantic to the Pacific that literally cuts through Central America, blocking...
I'm sorry, I just had to do that again.
...off the natural pathways that animals move for migration, either to get to natural resources like food or water, or to migrate because of seasonality.
Hold on. So his concern isn't the people
we're
cutting off. It's not that we're cutting off people from getting food. And I mean, as much as I believe we have to control our border, as much as I believe we need to make sure that we have 100% control, and I don't buy into people just want a better way of life, so therefore we must bankrupt and kill America, mm-hmm. destroying all hope of all people in the future, I still recognize people are suffering and there are things we need to do. So people are still top of my list, even those people that I supposedly hate and want to keep out. His concern is...
the iguanas.
Iguanas migrating.
Birds can fly over.
Wait a minute. I don't care if the iguana wants a better way of life or not. Damn it, you stay in Mexico.
He needs to get in line, okay? If the iguana wants to come into the country, he needs to get in line like everybody else.
And where does the line start? In America? No.
It starts in Mexico,
in the middle of Central America.
Okay.
For migration, either to get to natural resources like food or water, or to migrate because of seasonality. For example, there are hundreds of bird species that migrate during...
Hold it. Flag in the play.
I think I know what you're going to say.
The wall would stop the hundreds of
bird species
from walking across the desert into America. I mean...
Last time I checked,
yeah.
Birds have these flappy things. These flappy things that when they flap...
Like fat? Like
really fast.
Skin where they've lost a bunch of weight?
No, there's these things on the side with feathers on them, and when they flap them real fast, they tend to fly.
Yeah, yes, but they can't fly over a wall.
I mean, is the wall infinitely going up into the sky?
No, I mean,
okay,
it'll be
so,
like,
yeah, I think
like
pretty
10, 20 whatever feet high.
Eventually they'll get to a
height.
Birds
can't fly that high.
And they can get over the wall. Excuse me, pardon me.
Obviously...
I mean, unless they're like turkeys or chickens, but otherwise...
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
No, they can't.
Birds cannot fly over like 10, 20 feet.
Yes, they can.
Like, I've been in my backyard, and there's like a 5-foot fence, and no birds come in there. I mean,
that's just because they don't like you, but otherwise, I'm sure.
So you're telling me some birds can fly over 10 feet high?
All birds.
Wow, that seems weird.
Well, okay, not turkeys and chickens again, but...
Chickens might be able to vault that wall too.
I think so too. I'm gonna say 97% of birds can fly.
Let me get this straight. The guy who does not remember seventh grade geography class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll give him a pass. He missed.
And this guy's
a
nature expert.
Right, exactly. If he's saying, listen, let me tell you about the H-1B visa program, and he doesn't know all the details, I'll say, well,
you're a bird guy. You're an animal guy.
Right, he's a guy who rubs down, you know, chickens and knows about animal husbandry and whatever else he knows out in that little program. Right?
Yeah.
But he shouldn't know about that. Or I would say, listen... He says we can't construct a wall. Well, we can. He's obvious. Oh, he's not a construction expert.
Yeah,
he's not an engineer.
No.
But your field of expertise is nature, and you're concerned about migrating animals and don't know that birds can...
fly over a wall.
Well, okay, then. This is the kind of nonsense we have.
I'm gonna hold that whole expertise thing in question for
now. Oh, that's still in reserve. All right, bag it up. Let's listen. Jeff Corwin, ladies and gentlemen.
Or to migrate because of seasonality. For example, there are hundreds of bird species that migrate during the winter months. They head to Central and South America for refuge, where it's warmer. Animals moving for reproductive reasons. The impact will be absolutely huge. And never have we ever attempted to completely block off this natural causeway that connects life between two significant land masses on our planet.
We have stretches that have the full wall,
mm-hmm.
that have a wall, so we have cut those things off. Never, I mean, completely Pacific to Atlantic, but we have done that. So as long as you leave one little peephole or something or one little gate, you're okay?
I'm sure the animals will figure a way around.
All right.
Maybe they can burrow.
Burrow.
Maybe they can hitch a ride with the birds that don't fly over, but do.
Mm-hmm. A little more from Jeff Corwin now.
Now, Vlad mentioned that a significant portion of the border, there's a wall already, about 40% of the border, I think, there's a wall already. Did we see an impact when that wall was put up, when those portions were put up?
We have seen impacts of walls. I've actually seen photos of wildlife that literally comes to a stopping point with a chain link fence or a cement wall in front of them. But eventually that wildlife can skirt around it, or over time that wildlife can adapt. But in the short term...
Wait a minute! Am I the only one who caught that? That they will adapt? He just said they'll adapt!
He said eventually they will adapt.
Even the birds that can't fly over it?
The birds that can't fly but do, you know.
Is he drunk? Did he have some sort of episode? Should there be a disclaimer like, don't pay attention to any of this crap. This guy's off his rocker. This guy had a breakdown recently. He's a big drinker. What?
A crocodile bit him in the head and he hasn't really been the same ever since.
Seriously, right. So he admits they will adapt a little more. Puzzling.
We have seen impacts of walls. I've actually seen photos of wildlife that literally comes to a stopping point with a chain link fence or a cement wall in front of them. But eventually that wildlife can skirt around it, or over time that wildlife can adapt. But in the short term, they can't adapt. These animals are hardwired. They're instinctively driven to follow these natural pathways that their species have been doing for millions of years. So when we look at the greater impact that this will have, will be incredibly profound. And when you take what this administration is doing with the construction of this wall, then you mix it with their denial, dark age view of climate change, and then how they're basically castrating the EPA through defunding and deregulation, it is as if they're waging an all-out war against wildlife and habitat, which, Vlad and Emery, these are...
It's almost like he has an agenda.
Almost.
And all of this stuff is just BS. It's almost like that.
Almost, you know, but he's...
We talk about... people who want a better way of life and suffering. Have you seen the trains?
Trains? I have seen trains.
No, I mean in Mexico, headed north. Have you seen those in Central America, South America, even in the trains of people migrating?
Is that the one where there's people on the roofs?
Right, have you seen those?
Yes.
That, when you see the trains like that with all of the birds sitting on top of the trains.
That's not birds.
With all of their... You haven't seen the ones with the birds?
No, I haven't seen the ones with the birds.
You haven't seen them on top with...
Birds
with
their belongings, all their bird luggage.
Their bird luggage. They've got that stick with the bag at the end.
With
the rag that holds the bag ball with all of their stuff at the end. And they play in the harmonica up there on their way into America.
Again.
It's horrible life for those birds. I mean, their migratory patterns have changed from flying to on top of a train. Have you seen them tunneling under?
No.
The birds building the tunnels, digging under. I mean, some of them, sure, are drug mules. You know, and some
bird
of them
drug
are,
mules?
Yeah, some of the birds are coyotes smuggling other birds in and getting paid. And they're nefarious characters. But, I mean, they're just trying to get in here for that better way of life.
You know, birds deserve a better way of life, too.
You know, they get here, and then what with the anchor eggs?
The anchor eggs.
Well, they hatch the eggs
and then
to anchor them to America.
Exactly.
You know, those birds that can't fly over the wall.
You can't send those birds back now.
Or you can't. What are you going to do? They're American.
You're going to break up a bird family?
Right, exactly. So you got the little
hatchlings
there. They're in America.
They're going to college.
We're going to have to take care of them then. Meanwhile, Daddy Bird is, back in Central America, the middle of Mexico there.
Can't do that.
You know, and we have to take care of it. But remember, Supreme Court said those birds, you have to give them an education if they're here.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. It's a difficult thing, difficult task. Jeff Corwin, thank you for your insight this morning. And by insight, I mean content. This is The Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson will be right back on the Blaze Radio Network.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.
This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
Mentioned the H-1B program. Yesterday, President Trump signed an executive order dealing with the H-1B program as well as something else. It's his Buy American, Hire American program. So the first part of it has to do with the H-1B program. That's the visa program that allows American companies to hire graduate-level workers from other countries in fields like IT, engineering, math, science, these type of things. And the way it works now, every year on April 1st, they set a fresh cap for the number of H-1B visas applications, and that's set by ICE. Under the current systems, all of those applications are thrown into a hopper and supposedly randomly selected in a lottery.
Right.
Do you think it's really random?
I don't know, but I actually know a guy who won that. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and I mean, they do pick a lot. I think the number is usually like 80,000 or some huge number. But you don't think you could get some influence?
What do you mean? Think I could?
Somebody, if you had enough, big enough company, big enough money.
I agree. Yeah.
So it's supposed to be random. Trump said he wants to change that system, the lottery system, replace it with some sort of merit-based program, but they haven't said specifically what yet. So they're targeting the H-1B program. The visa program is broken in America.
It's definitely too complicated and too difficult.
Because there's all different levels of visas.
Yeah.
And it's not as simple. You know how they say, well, you marry somebody and then you can become an American citizen?
It's not that simple.
Still, the process is huge.
It's huge.
And the visa programs, even this one, it's designed so we get the best workers in America. You know, the cream rises to the top. We want the best, and that's right. Awesome. But really all they're doing with this system is saying we want to hire cheaper workers.
Well, the H-1,
that's how it is.
Yeah.
And these companies who supposedly are in it for America and blah, 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 I get that you're trying to do it cheaper, but how come you're not investing in American kids?
That would be more,
Which
admirable.
I'm a free market guy that says, fine, go out and hire the best talent that's the cheapest and you factor it all in. But they also have special advantages because they live in and operate their company in America. Mm-hmm. And then they get to manipulate the H-1B visa program. So it's not as simple. Either we go free market and say the cream rise to the top and let these companies do what they want, or we fix the visa program.
Agreed. I think it's definitely, it at least needs to be simplified.
Now, there's also going to be, as part of Trump's, so that part, I get that he's going after that, and that's probably a good thing. But I think it should be, you know, let's look at immigration in total and the visa program and who legally immigrates. Three systems. How do we deal with the illegals, securing the border, and the legal immigration system? Not in that order.
Right.
But the other part of his Buy American, Hire American is going to look at federal agencies and how the procurement process works. When they buy pens and desks and everything, that you would have to buy American first.
Right.
This is much like Trump's ideas about tariffs.
Okay.
It is so amazingly simplistic to say Buy American.
Easier said than done, you mean?
Right. There are so many moving parts to buying American. The idea, the concept of buying American is tremendous. To put it into practice, really, really difficult and naive.
Are you talking about supplies and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why would it be difficult to buy an American desk versus a Chinese desk?
Because, well, first of all, is it an American company or is it made in America?
Well, wouldn't it, if it's made in America, still benefit America?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, for example, for years, people would say, buy an American car, buy a Chevy or a Ford. Yeah. Meanwhile, they're assembled in Mexico.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
But you buy the Hondas, they're made in Ohio.
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean, yeah.
So, American company, American made.
Right.
Okay? Even if it's American made. So, the federal government would say, you have to buy American first. What if the Chinese company is one-tenth of the price, exact same quality?
Well, then you're forcing them. Then it's not capitalism if you're...
Right. And we taxpayers are paying the bill either way. So what's the real benefit? Having that job in America or paying one-tenth in our tax dollars?
I know. Are you helping America?
I don't know which it is.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
so there's that.
It's a complicated.
Then what percentage of it is made in America? I mean, there's so many variables that go into this. It's simplistic to say buy American. If you can actually do it and you keep those jobs, fine. But I'm also a free market a guy. If the American companies cannot compete, they shouldn't be around or compete. Now, having said that, of course, we have to be able to compete in spite of the fact that other companies, countries subsidize their countries, their companies. Countries subsidize their companies. We still have to win in spite of that. Right? I mean, those are the things we have to do. We have to be able to compete. And the way we do that is to have a freer country. That's the one thing that other countries can't compete. To have a free country with less government, less rules, regulation. Less regulations, better tax structure, better economy. Then we have an advantage that outweighs the subsidies they give to those companies.
True. You're right.
And what is the one thing we've done? Cut our one advantage.
Right. More regulation, more government, more problems.
So I applaud the president for his attempt.
Right. And his mind's in the right place.
Absolutely. Mind and heart in the right place, but there's a lot more to it. If you really want people to buy American, then you get the F out of the way.
Exactly.
Get the F out of the way of these companies and let them flourish. Less regulations, less taxes. You put that into place and you won't have to encourage people to buy American. They'll be lining up. They'll walk a mile to buy American because it'll be better quality and cheaper.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
Breaking news, Aaron Hernandez has committed suicide.
The yes. the former Patriot who was convicted of killing a dude?
Yes.
Oh, I wasn't following the story a whole lot. I remember the blurbs in it because it was beyond sports, and I'm not the biggest sports fan anymore.
Reports are coming out saying that he hung himself on the cell with the bed sheets.
And how did he kill somebody?
With a gun.
He was like, I think it was at a club or something, and he was a New England Patriot. He's got all these tattoos, and he's been in a lot of shady stuff. He was actually like, I don't know if he was charged, but it was rumored to kill a few people. But this one, they had evidence that showed him, pointed to him killing some guy at a club, or he found him afterwards or something and killed him, It was a big trial last year.
Yeah, I kind of remember. Yeah.
So according to the news right now, Hernandez was discovered by correction officers hanging in the cell at the correction center in Shirley, Massachusetts at 3 a.m. So about a couple hours ago.
I just feel bad at anybody going through anything like that. Not that he didn't bring it upon himself or was innocent or anything. I'm just saying it always sucks.
I think they tried to get him on a few other ones, but they couldn't.
The only thing that they got him on, I believe, was on the gun charge.
Yeah.
Everything else, he was able to get off.
This last one,
gun charge, yeah.
Meanwhile, Ray Lewis still walks free, just so you know.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Ray Lewis is fine. Any comments on Ray Lewis today?
Not that I know of.
Shady-ass character. All right. Hey, let's get some tweets in. Hashtag what I learned today. Trailer Park Aaron at Doc Thompson Show. We have animals crossing our borders at all hours. Will animal sanctuary cities be defunded? I know they should.
Oh, yeah.
We don't need sanctuary cities for animals.
No, we know. And you got the blah, blah, blah.
Love the blah, blah, blah.
Some say the U.S. visa program will be replaced with a new MasterCard program.
I hope it is. I really do. Anything that makes it better.
Yeah.
MasterCard is a fine service.
American Express.
I do that. I do some sort of a Discover.
Discover?
Program something like that. Yeah. I mean, it's old, but Diners Club, if it works.
Oh, that's a good one,
too. I mean, I'm open.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Here's one from Kool-Aid. What I learned today, apparently migrant workers are the same as migrant animals.
Exactly the same.
Yeah.
We treat them the same. Denny tweeting, check out this post on Hear Me Out. Did we check it out?
No,
is
we
it
did
worth
not.
It?
We
oh,
did
we
not.
Need to check that out.
Next break, I'll
we'll
check
do,
it
okay.
out. Yeah.
JR15 tweeted, I will miss you, ruby-breasted, three-eyed, migratory egrets.
Download the Hear Me Out app and send some in audio ones today as well. It's Hear Me Out. Download that, and we'll be using that even more in the future. Let's see here. Kool-Aid has another one. So Corwin really is just pointing out that we have an illegal animal immigration problem as well.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. And by the way, at the Blaze Keith is now a Twitter account.
Who?
At the Blaze Keith.
What?
Yeah, follow at the Blaze Keith. Keith, you hear him here every so often. He's the guy who tells Glenn Beck what to say on the air.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but...
Glenn doesn't come up with that stuff himself. He has like 14 people around here.
He
I
does.
Think Keith is the main guy.
I think Keith does all the writing, like the smart writing that makes Glenn who Glenn is.
Right.
Comes from Keith.
Right. He's the one who wires Glenn into the chair every day.
Yes, exactly.
And puts the coin in the slot.
Yep.
And then cranks the big key in the back and winds him up.
And then gives him a shock when he says something
and
wrong.
And does that. He's the one who pulls the strings that keeps the arms
moving. He's always
moving.
On top of the set.
Does he run the arms on the animatronic?
The arm is run by the worker bees.
Oh, okay. No,
he just runs the brain.
Oh, gotcha. He has that. Okay.
Yeah.
He's married to At the Blaze Carrie.
Yes, exactly, which you hear every so often. Or whom you hear
she comes
so
on
often,
with here.
So. At the Blaze Keith, you want to follow him as well. All right. Speaking of sports... You knew who James Cracknell is, right? James
Cracknell.
Yeah.
He's that Olympic winning
Olympics.
Pole vaulter?
No.
No?
No. He's in the Olympics, I think.
Gymnastics?
No.
Swimming?
No.
Water polo?
No.
Oh, then
we're not going to go through all of them. Rower.
That was my movie.
I was close.
I said water polo. It's in the water.
Why is that even an Olympic sport? But okay. Anyways. Olympic rower.
Okay.
And he's running for parliament in Britain.
Nice.
Wants to be a member of parliament. So they have him on Sky News, and they're interviewing him.
Okay.
And they're talking to him about this. And one of his big concerns, one of the reasons, his chief reason for running for parliament, is he wants to help people and tackle the obesity problem. Now,
that's good.
That's commendable, because really, like, it's a problem.
From a fat person,
right.
That's good.
Well, and
hey, you're not fat. You're big boned, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I'm not so sure. I think you might be fat. No,
just trying to make the guy feel better. Jeez.
The truth lives here, man.
That
truth lives
a little
here.
Harsh, but okay.
You know, everyone says the fat American.
Yes.
It's not the fat American. It's the fat earthlings.
Not anymore.
Earthlings,
It used to be the fat American, but not anymore.
When you see fat Asians,
That's a problem.
Aside from sumo wrestlers.
That's when you know it's bad.
That's when you're like, damn, okay, something up.
The aliens are like, these guys are getting out of control. Now the Asians are fat.
Right, I think they're just getting us ready for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
They're like, I keep fattening those people up. Finally got them all. We'll harvest them soon. No, when you look at in England, they have an obesity problem, too.
Yes, they do.
So I say that because, number one, anytime you say fat American, you can say, okay, back off now, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We might be fatter, but Americans just do it better. We're going to win everything.
Even fat acidness.
Exactly. We're going to be fatter and fatter sooner than you. So anyways, this James Cracknell, former Olympic rower, running for parliament, I think in 2020, and tackling the obesity problem. And he had some thoughts that he shared on Sky News that I want to share with you. Here they are.
The child obesity program that was white paper was out and it changed massively from the white paper to what's been implemented. But there
Can
are
you pause
other
right there? Fortunately, none of that matters to the... That's not germane to the reason I'm playing this.
I feel like I need a translator. He's
speaking
English.
I don't know what he said.
But yeah, no, that's why I said, don't pay any attention to that. You're not alone. Okay, let's get
He's speaking the same language we are.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
The scary part. They invented it over there, didn't they?
I think so.
They invented English.
All right, so we don't need that part. Just pick it up there. No worries.
...papers to what's been implemented. But there are other pressures going on, and the only way you can do it is either... moan about it from the outside and not try and do anything or get about and do it from the inside. And it is, if you think of the two countries in the world that have got a handle on obesity, what do you think they
hold
are?
Hold it.
Thank you,
two
sir.
Countries in the world that have a handle on obesity.
Okay,
now,
cool.
Just think for a moment.
Two countries.
Because remember, he's saying you got to tackle it from the inside.
Yes.
That's why he wants to run for parliament.
He said something about a motorboat in there. But
And he said, I don't think he did.
He did. He said something motorboat.
I don't think you just heard that. Anyways, tackle from the inside, not the outside. He's talking about obesity.
Yep.
And he said, think about the two countries in the world that have a handle on obesity. Here they are.
Do you know what? I'm stumped there. I don't know.
North Korea and Cuba.
North Korea and Cuba?
Wait, Cuba.
Oh, Cuba.
The
North
two countries
Korea and Cuba
that don't feed
have
babies?
A handle on obesity.
What are you laughing
well,
at?
Well, yeah,
this,
because they're starving their people.
I'm sorry, what?
Cuba and North Korea are basically, North Korea for sure, starving their people.
And Cuba for sure.
Let me ask you, how do they have a handle on obesity?
I mean, technically speaking,
there it is.
If you, I mean, if that's the, isn't that illegal?
Do they have a handle on obesity, Kel?
I gotta give it to them.
Textbook definition of yes. Okay,
Your Honor, direct him to answer the question.
Yeah, you have to answer
yes,
the question.
They have. Yes, they have. He's right. They have a handle on it.
Wow.
There are some mitigating factors to them having a handle.
But it doesn't
on
matter.
It.
They have to handle on obesity.
They he's serious about this.
Oh, he is. If you look at the video, he is like,
right.
We need to do what they're doing.
Have you studied North Korean history the last couple of decades? In the 90s, they went through one of their biggest food shortages before the UN eventually gave them food when they threatened to blow up the world. And they literally starved to death. Not other illnesses, not diseases, not the government torturing them in prison. Those are all separate deaths.
Yeah, that's something else.
3 million plus
wow.
people starved to death in North Korea.
Wow.
Were they obese?
No, they were not.
Then there it is.
So apparently the North Korea program is one dude eats all the food and everybody else starves. Handle on obesity. They because only have one fat guy.
You know who
guy.
Doesn't have a handle on the obesity?
Who's that?
Kim Jong-un.
He's doing it for them,
no,
Cal. He's eating the food so they're not fat.
Oh, okay. So he's helping.
Have you yes. heard of sacrifice? He's sacrificing his beauty.
That's it.
And his body.
Health.
In order to have a better country.
That's right. For all of those people, he's sacrificing.
He's sacrificing.
That's a man who loves the people.
You know, I watched that parade that he did with all the firepower that they have.
He didn't walk in that, though, did he?
No, he did not.
Yeah,
but if
why.
You look at the crowd, holy crap.
Yeah?
Nobody is like over like 100 pounds.
Oh, there it is. They got a handle on obesity.
I was like really shocked. And then I looked at one tubby, and I sent you the picture of him, and you were like, you're right, he is a little fatter than everybody else. So
right.
I don't know what is going
He's
on
He's one
with
of the
him.
Top generals.
Yeah, the top
That's
general.
Why.
He was a little tubby. But
right.
everybody
He's sacrificing,
else,
too.
Like, but everybody else, it's like no
Wafer
joke.
Thin.
It's like 100 pounds.
Right.
That's like pushing it.
So
it's
we all agree diet. They have, yeah, the North Korea diet is one dude eats all the food and everybody else starves, so you have a handle on obesity.
Wow.
They need to elect this guy.
Yeah, this James Cracknell is running for member of parliament. Let's see what else he has to say about this.
Right. See, they're quite controlling on behavioral
yeah.
change. So, yeah, there is a place it will have to be worked and you have to get people to buy into it. And the reality is that...
Yeah, but people are starving in North Korea, aren't they? They're not obese because they haven't got any food.
Well, they're obese because, well, exactly, but there were sanctions and everything else. But the example is it's behavioral change.
Wait, what? So one of the hosts is like, wait, what? They're starving in North Korea.
At least somebody recognized.
And he goes, wow, yeah.
So yeah, there's sanctions and things like that, but it's a behavioral thing. That's what I can get from the translation.
Okay, the sanctions, apparently he's not understanding how that works.
No.
It's not the sanctions that are starving the people.
No.
It's the dictators that are starving the people and their flawed-ass philosophies. Because countries all over the place don't have food coming from other places and still have food.
Yeah.
Okay? Number two, the sanctions are in place to actually help
the people.
And we've still given them food at this time. But regardless of the sanctions, he says it's behavior.
That's what
So what he's saying is the sanctions are preventing the food, but it's still behavior there.
I think he means
because they're not eating dirt.
They've gotten them into a behavioral.
Oh, it's trained them.
Yes.
So you starve them long enough, and then they're just okay with starving.
Yeah,
it's a behavioral. It's a lifestyle change after being starved.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Because you're used to it now.
Hi, Doc Thompson for the North Korea diet. You need a lifestyle change. It can't be a quick fix solution. You need a lifestyle change. So under the Doc Thompson North Korea program, we starve you for decades. And once you're used to that starvation, then you can be around food and you'll normally, naturally starve yourself.
There's certain things allowed in the North Korea diet plan.
Yes.
You may have plenty of
air.
And a snack.
You can have all the air you want.
You it's calorie
drink
free.
Drink it in.
And
it's also cholesterol
it's
free.
Satiating.
It's gluten free. It's food free.
It's GMO free.
GMO free. Nutrition free.
Ooh, nice.
Food free.
Have as much air as you like, but real food, we're going to have to stop that.
Yes, exactly. You drink in all the air you want. You can enjoy your air sauteed. You can have it
broiled, grilled,
fried. You can deep fry it.
Ooh, I like deep fried. I like that one.
You can even put it on a rotisserie.
Ooh.
And by on it, I mean around a rotisserie. Drink
it
in. Eat all you want.
Try eating air at different temperatures, hot air.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
Cold
this just
air.
In. Hang on. This just in. North Korea has said no, they must limit the air now as well.
This
is The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
With Doc Thompson.
If you or a loved one have experienced those feelings of frustration, isolation, and hopelessness due to ongoing symptoms of a concussion or a traumatic brain injury, stroke, if you have balance issues, dizziness, or other conditions, man, that is frustrating, but there is help. Cerebrum Health Centers may have the solutions you've been looking for. If you've been seeing doctors and you can't get the answers, please call Cerebrum Health Centers at 800-885-HOPE. 800-885-HOPE. They will set you up with a free consultation and tell you what they can do for you. Lots of members of the military have suffered through traumatic brain injuries, sustained serious concussions, and they know they're not right, and yet they can't get the help they need. Well, it is available at Cerebrum Health Centers. Now, the really exciting part is they now accept most major insurance programs. So you're all set. There's no reason you shouldn't call for that free consultation and get some answers. It's 800-885-HOPE, 800-885-HOPE, or glenbeckhope.com. Cerebrum Health Centers. I've known people who've gone to them and have gotten help through them. Cerebrum Health Centers, glenbeckhope.com. You know somebody that has come from the military and they're like, I just don't know what to do? Say, listen, go to glenbeckhope.com. Get the free consultation and finally get those answers. The frustration is huge. GlenbeckHope.com. Yesterday, a pair of Russian nuclear capable bombers flew within 100 miles of Kodiak Island, Alaska. Now, this is not uncommon for Russia to send planes into our airspace, close to our airspace.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened many, many times over the years.
Well, wasn't there a ship off the coast a couple of months back?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
They're always pushing. This is the first time they've done it to President Trump since he's been in office.
Okay.
Other heightened issues or military questions around the globe, it's of additional concern. The U.S. Air Force scrambled two F-22 stealth fighters and an E-3 airborne early warning plane to intercept them. They flew alongside the Russian bombers for 12 minutes, and eventually the bombers turned back. But we are being tested all over the globe right now.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's pushing it. Everybody's pushing it.
The Carl Vinson is en route to North Korea. By the way, we do not have the three armadas, right? Or the three different
fleets. I think
he announced
that a little prematurely. I think they're on their way.
On their way. Yeah. Okay. We know the Carl Vinson's going to be there. I'm convinced something's going down in North Korea within the next couple of weeks or so. We're going to talk more about that and also get your headlines with At The Blaze Brad. It's all coming up.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.